And it's time for this week's Medical Minute. With me, as always, from his office is our medical analyst, Dr. Ford Vox. Dr. Vox, assuming we roll down our car windows while sitting in traffic, or, you know, definitely when we open the car door to get out, we're going to breathe in nothing but the finest pollen. One allergy treatment our listeners might come across is actually more pollen. What do you think about this?
Yeah, we're talking about bee pollen, a natural supplement that has a growing space in the market. People are taking it for all sorts of indications. Now, lowering your seasonal allergies is just one of the benefits that you hear about. Now, bee pollen is a bit different than the pollen dusting our cars this time of year. A lot of that is coming from trees and grasses, plants that are wind pollinated, and they're especially allergenic types of pollen.
The bees are more particular about their pollen?
The bees are targeting subsets of plants that must be pollinated by bees and other insects. These are more of the flowering plants. It's not bee pollen unless bees have actually collected it and stuffed it into the sacs on their legs.
So to be clear, Dr. Vox, if you take a bee pollen supplement, you're digesting pollen that was attached to a bee's leg?
Indeed. And the bee stuffs that pollen into these sacs on his legs after brushing off his body with spit-moistened forelegs.
Mmm, delightful.
As icky as that sounds, when you drill down on the chemical and molecular makeup of this pollen, you do see that it's made up of all sorts of desirable nutrients. I mean, the bees do use this pollen to feed their offspring, after all. There's a lot of protein, amino acids, minerals, and vitamins. It includes flavonoid polyphenols. Those are powerful antioxidants. Animal and cell studies are showing anti-inflammatory and even some anti-cancer effects, but there isn't solid evidence in humans.
Nevertheless, there is a growing market out there for bee pollen.
I can see why. I mean, the theories behind it are seductive, the research is intriguing, but large trials testing out potential medical goals are the only way we can know for sure whether it's working in people. We do see some reports about people suffering anaphylactic reactions after taking bee pollen supplements. These are life-threatening reactions where you can stop breathing. And we've even seen them in people who don't have seasonal allergies to begin with. So it's not like they were primed for an allergic reaction.
So are you saying you're taking your life into your own hands when you take bee pollen?
Bottom line is, we don't know exactly what's in that pollen. Some of the plants the bee collected from may be ones that you're allergic to. And at the very least, you want to use a tiny amount. The types of pollen in your product are going to vary, even if you stick with the same brand of bee pollen.
Now, can't your immune system learn to accept certain allergens? So maybe that's why bee pollen is working? I mean, I've heard of people eating poison ivy to avoid breaking out with rashes if they come into contact with it during yard work, for example.
Sure. I think many people who take bee pollen could be getting that kind of benefit. And even with, say, eating poison ivy, it makes sense that it could work. But people have also suffered severe and even life-threatening reactions from eating poison ivy. It's a kind of Russian roulette version of immunotherapy that we're talking about here. There is a safer medical alternative that not enough people are aware of.
Something better than steroids, I hope.
Well, we need steroids for major reactions, whether orally, topically, or even IV. But what about preventing hellacious seasonal allergies in the first place? So that better option than moving to the Arctic Circle or never stepping outdoors is subcutaneous or sublingual immunotherapy. That's either a series of injections or a series of oral drops, sprays, or tablets. Tiny amounts of the allergen that help your immune system adapt safely. The serious reaction rate is on the order of 1 in 1,000,000. Since the injections work a little bit better, you can actually take a short course of those January through April every 1 or 2 weeks rather than year-round. In general, most of these treatments are going to require about 3 to 5 years of tablets or injections, and then you're kind of let loose on your own. Many people do see long-term remission.
Thanks for pollinating our minds with that information, Dr. Vox.
You bet. I'm going to buzz off now.
Oof. See you next week.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers.